All right, let's check in now. Marie Osborne is here. I should double check here. I know exactly what she is talking about, but she goes to the trouble of writing a little intro, and I'm going to go to the trouble of reading that intro. It's been a little crazy behind the scenes here with a few things going on. Here we go. A few of the nation's tech giants were in Michigan yesterday to talk about a multi-billion dollar AI project that is transforming farmland in Saline Township and drawing both global attention and local backlash. WJR's Marie Osborne joins us with the details. Good afternoon, Marie.
Hi there, Paul. We're talking about OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. He was joined by Governor Whitmer and executives from Oracle and Related Digital. They toured the site in Saline Township of a $16 billion hyperscale data center campus. It's dubbed the Saline Barn. The project is expected to span more than 1.6 million square feet. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer highlighting the economic impact.
You know, we are breaking ground on the largest economic deal in Michigan history. The barn will be one of the most advanced AI infrastructure projects in the United States and bring tens of billions of dollars to the state of Michigan. It will create more than 2,500 construction jobs, more than 450 permanent good-paying jobs on site, and more than 1,500 good-paying jobs across Washtenaw County.
Altman said the project is a huge bet on AI, saying it could ultimately power breakthroughs in medicine and education and small business.
I think it's fitting that this is happening in Michigan, given all of the history of doing hard things, building complex things that serve the country and the world. And that really gets to the second point, which is it's easy to throw around these numbers. 1 gigawatt, hard to conceptualize that. You know, this many tens of billions of dollars sounds like a big number. Hard to conceptualize that, too. This could very well turn into the site where cancer gets cured.
Now, the plan also includes a $10 million donation to expand the Saline Recreation Center. But as you've pointed out, Paul, this development remains controversial. Residents raising concerns about energy use, traffic, environmental impact, transparency. There have been lawsuits, protests, even threats against local leaders. Backers say the project will bring tax revenue and global innovation. Critics say these benefits may not outweigh the local impact. Construction is underway.
Wow, I don't know what to say. It's not my backyard. So, you know, these are people who have this in their backyard and they're worried about it. All I know is the great Jim Fitterling of Dow in Midland has been on my show before talking about that he was very much involved with, and I'm not going to explain it well enough. Maybe I'll ask him when we're in Midland for the Dow Classic this next week. They are coming up with these small, self-contained nuclear energy power plants that a place like this, for example, could create all of the energy they need right on site. That would take care of one of the quick questions and problems that people have about energy use. I don't know about water usage or any of the other things, but it's been a long time, if ever, that somebody has offered a $16 billion, in this case, data center campus to be constructed somewhere and have people say, gee, who needs $16 billion in jobs and in revenue and in new taxes and all of that? I mean, that's a lot of money. If we can figure out a way to do it and become the darling of data centers in the country, it could change the face of Michigan, which, as we learned up at Mackinac, kind of needs to be changed.
It is the question of the hour, that's for sure. I think people, first and foremost, are very concerned that their energy bills are going to be going up because they just have a hard time believing that this is not going to impact their bottom line in their family budgets. So there's that concern. I think what I keep hearing from people who are protesting this is that they don't feel that there's enough open conversation, transparency, We had the one place where they voted on a proposal and then had public comment. I mean, how ridiculous is that? You know, you should have public comment. People should be heard, ideas considered. So I think people feel a little pushed around in all of this.
How did they, you know, I live in a cave, so I might have missed it, but you said it's already under construction. How did it get approved in the first place?
Oh, well, this has gone through the channels that they have to have for zoning ordinances. They just had a picture. I just happened to look up at the screen, and they had a picture, an aerial view of, you know, what's already happening in that area and the amount of space that it's taking up. So it's 1.6 million square feet. The quote, a Celine barn, is it going to be that size?
One heck of a barn.
I mean, I can't even conceptualize 1.6 million square feet.
Uh-uh.
But all of us use data every single day. We use AI, we use everything every day. So if we want to keep using that, there, you know, you have to consider what's on the other side of that.
Right. Everything comes with a cost, and what we have to figure out is if the cost is worth it.
Yeah.
I hope it is.
Yeah.
I do hope it is. And I hate for us to keep losing farmland, but that's happening anyway. At least this is not, as far as I know, the Chinese buying our farmland.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, Riri.
Thank you.
Marie Osborne, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News. With our relentless positive radio, some incredibly good, hopeful news regarding fighting cancer. This is big, and it's up next here with Paul W. Smith, WJR.